Good afternoon, good morning, good day to you, wherever you are. Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling. Brother Freedom's here, and we've gathered this afternoon here in the living room, and Mike is going to come and read some scripture for us. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. Thank you for that wonderful message we got to hear a few minutes ago from last Tuesday on the quality of God. Lord, we just thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Bless the listeners and bless Brother Freedom and all of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Psalm 34, a psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
Thank you very much, Micah. Thank you. Father, I just praise you. We give you glory and honor because we thank you that you're coming back very soon. And Lord, you're coming for a ready people, a prepared people that's looking for that wonderful day. And Lord, this day we thank you. We praise you. We thank you what you've done for us. We thank you for all you do. Every good and perfect gift, every day comes from you, for you are the Father of all every good and perfect gift. And Father, we know that everything that's good upon this earth comes from you, and we want to say thank you. Lord, with that special gift of your Son, Jesus, was the top of all the gifts. And Father, we thank you for that gift. And Jesus, we thank you that you came to this world and taking our sins and our problems upon that cruel cross, that we are set free this day to be able to receive in full all that you want for us to have. Lord, we thank you for the inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for us. Father, we just praise you. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you said, if needful, that you'd go away. For you went not away, the comforter would not come, but because he was going away, you would send the comforter in the name of the Father. And Father, we thank you for that great power, the anointing, the witness of your Spirit upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. The Word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. You know, that's where I'm going to start off because, you know, it doesn't even say, that's all of us got that calling. I will bless the Lord at all times. How do we do that? Well, it's through your speech. It's a lot more than just through the speech. If I live a life that's pleasing, I'm blessing the Lord at all times. If I'm off here sort of doing myself, I'm not blessing the Lord at all times. I'm sort of a little bit off what I'm supposed to be doing. And I believe that comes even, it doesn't make any difference how we feel. We should have so much, because of the command, I will bless the Lord. And when I come to idle, where my mind's wheel starts spinning, I will bless the Lord. I remember when I hate to say it's my stroke, but it was a stroke that I was partakers in it about 3 years ago. And that week I preached a sermon about Gideon, and I even meant to mention, I said, that's message to me. Before that week was over, I was in the hospital, but you know what? I was so happy. I feel it now. I was so happy. See, God's bigger than what the problem is. You can be happy and that call that you have for us, they need to get that in their heart. That's how healing comes forth automatic. When you get that problem that you have, you can give it over to the Lord, and you learn to be happy in it. God is going to automatically heal you, touch you, deliver you. But that's the thing that most people can't minister through. When they're hurting, I'm hurting, Lord. I can't. I haven't got time for you now. Don't you see that? I'm hurting. No, God says, bless me and I'll bless you. Oh, I can't do that. I'm hurting. Oh, bless me. So we do it out of what God says. He commands us. The commandments, if we love Him, we will keep His commandments. And this is a commandment of the Lord. And this is why there's so many people, they're sick, they're afflicted, and they have troubles. They're not happy. Happy is God's people. Happy is the one that served the Lord. Happiness comes, it's where your soul, spirit's at. Your spirit and your feelings don't have, they're two different realms. You live in this body that you have feelings. And when feelings come into it, we lose out because we're taking the second best, the third best thing. God lets us sometimes go through it that way, but if we just say, Lord, I bless you. I bless you through the circumstances. We don't look at the things we're seeing, but with our mortal eyes, we've been taught from the time before we knew Jesus, that what we see is what we get. We know where we are because we see where we're headed. No, when you start becoming a Christian, God gives, I will lift the things, not the things they're seeing, but I'll look for the things which are not seen. So as a Christian, you start adapting yourself to what you see out there is tragedy. No, I see God come down and intervene for me. It's like David, when he met Goliath, all his brothers were so, Saul was so upset, his brothers were so upset, and this big giant, this Philistine is going to come out there and take all of us down. He's going to take us all. He's going to take the whole. He laughed at the army of Israel. And David says, who's this? Who's this giant? Why are you so afraid of him? My God, he's so wonderful. I guess he can just take on the lion. No problem. Bear, whatever it is. I don't see any problem here. This physical. Oh, you little boy, you need to go back home. He says, no, he says, I'm serious. The God I serve, that giant has nothing over me. And see that in the spiritual, this is what it is. There's nothing can offend me, only myself. See, if I get up and hold myself, I don't have no power. If I sit back in that hospital, then I'm angry, because Lord, maybe probably still there, or I'm in a bed. It's statistic. But I was happy. He was there. I was so happy that people, my family thought I was drunk. I wasn't drunk. And the speech therapist was coming, and I was laughing with him. And everybody says, what's wrong with this guy? It was the joy of the Lord. It was the supernatural power. And that anointing comes at a time, and you can learn to control that. And wherever you're facing, the Lord comes in to intervene on your behalf at that time. Like a place down in a city. I was coming out of the city, and I was going to be in a car wreck. And the second, I wasn't in that car wreck. And I was moved around it. But God changed the element. And if I would have went that way, it would have been just me and my wife were both there. And it ran like, it was God just took over. But I mean, in these times and circumstances, and it's going to be that way until the time that Jesus comes home, there's going to be circumstances where we're going to say, hey, it's getting too hot in the kitchen in here for me. I got to get away from this thing. Well, God can handle those hot things. God can handle the pressure. You need to adapt yourself that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast, Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. God wants us to be able to speak out His power. The problem is, we're spiritually trying to be claimed we're spiritually, but we don't adapt ourselves to what makes it motivated, puts us in sync with God. Blessing the Lord automatically puts us in a heart of thanksgiving. We forget about ourselves, and God takes that over and moves upon our behalf for His glory. And that's why we're not getting things done, accomplished through the Spirit, because we don't adapt ourselves to being thankful. I will humble myself in mighty hand of God. Do we have to humble ourselves, thanking God, praising God, and ministering through His love that supernatural things happen? If we can't understand that, we don't nothing happen. See, when you come in this world, every one of us, we weren't
supernatural. You're still not supernatural, only when the Spirit comes upon you. Then it makes things happen. And the preparation for that, I will bless the Lord. God says, I will bless. God wants to bless him in all things, in all areas, in all situations, in times of trouble. Oh, praise God. In times when people are so upset, they're so angry, they're so without purpose, and God can motivate you with the Spirit of God upon you in those circumstances, you become a refuge, a haven of God's power. The rest of his Spirit rests upon you in such a supernatural way that you receive the intake from God the Father that these situations facing you are impossible, and these impossibles melt away. And the Spirit of God comes out and manifests itself in a glorious way. People out there, you might think this is strange, but it's the way God works. He says, call on me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. They're not so great when you're facing troubles. I about flipped a cat over about a couple hundred foot up in the air. Real steep spot. But God came to my eyes. He said, straighten up. Hadn't been for the Lord, I would never straighten up. That cat was laying on its side like that. When you bless the Lord, he becomes your refuge. The ever-present help in the time of need. I lift my eyes to the hills. What's come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. We need to get this down in our heart. We need to get it in our most being. No evil shall fall me, nor plague come nigh unto my dwelling. Only my eyes shall not behold and see the problem. No, the problem isn't there. I renounce that problem in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, take away this. My surroundings bring victory right now. Many times it comes that easy. But it's praising him, thanking him, exalting him. Oh, Father, you're so glorious. This situation is so terrible. Paul said, don't look at it. We was born to serve the Lord. And we're all going to face these circumstances. What's how we handle the circumstances that God wants us to be adapt to. Not to what you see, but what who you are through him. By faith, these mountains become flattened out. The road becomes not crooked, straight. The problem you face gets resolved. And the glory comes down. You see the sick, they're going to be healed. Someone's tormented is going to be set free. The powers of darkness have to flee. No evil shall follow thee, nor plague. Come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes shall behold sin the Lord of the wicked. Where he failed because we're not walking in the realm that God wishes us to walk. Come and see the glory of God is the realm. Very difficult. I've been facing heavy things. Lord says, we don't even think about it. You can't let these things that bring you down, you've got to cast them out. Bible says, we got to cast them out of our minds. Oh, hallelujah. The afflictions of the mind is so terrible. It brings us down to where we start thinking about what's going to happen. And through that, your mind gets totally off-center from God. We got to stand strong in the Lord. And we must stand in victory. And we don't stand in victory when we give in to ourselves. See, what you're giving into is just yourself. You haven't seen any hurt at all. If you'll stay right, who you're defending is going to be set free. If you're round, it's going to be healed. Who you're round needs saving. He's going to be saved. But the way to start into it, I will bless the Lord. That gives us an approach before the throne of grace. I will come on the throne of grace in the name of the Father. Come and see. I will bless the Lord in all time. Lord, I bless you. I don't know what else to say. God says, my child, I'm here. I'm your Father. I'll take over now. Just give it to me right now. And it's just so, oh, I feel the glory. When you give it to the Father, God takes it over. He lifts that heavy burden off of you. And he resolves the problem. The situation you're facing becomes a naught. It becomes a nothing. As David got a little slingshot, he goes and raps right a couple times. And that giant hit him right in the forehead. He went down. The little David grabs up his big old sword and cuts his head off. But he didn't want that giant coming back up and coming against his brothers for Israel no longer. So he took the head of that giant, made sure that giant was dead. And that's why we are sent. We need to cut it off because if it is, you're going to see victory. But we hang on to our problems and pretty soon we can't get relief. We're in torment. We're having troubles with our mind. We're having troubles with everything that we're doing because we're thinking negative things. We got to be positive. We got to be in perfect faith. We've got to walk in victory. We got to walk denying ourselves the privilege, if we call it a privilege, of having defeat. We have no defeat. I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's make him stiff. What I'm facing, we're able, we're more than conquerors through him, which loves us. I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, things present, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God which in Christ Jesus Lord. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright before him. But we have to carry it out. God makes it so easy for us that we miss it. I bless the Lord at all times. And if I don't do that, I've got blanks. You ever see guns that had blanks in them? Nothing happens. It goes off. Bang, bang, bang. But nothing goes off. They're blanks. We have blanks and they go off and nothing happens. God, he will continually bless you. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all of my fears. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The angel of the Lord kept around about them that fear him. The word of fear of God. God says he will, the fearful shall not have their part in the kingdom of heaven. But we're to fear him, not the things. We got it backwards. We fear the things. We don't fear God. No, we're to fear him. He is the one that can save us. He's the one that can also do us under. Many times we do ourselves under because of our actions. The enemy has come against us and we have no recourse, no power, no weapon. Everything fails. Everything fails that can fail. But if it's God, it's the other day. Everything won't fail because God's with you. Greater is he that's within you than the problem. Sickness the same way. Sickness is going to go. But the problem is we're so rigid in ourselves that we can't bless the Lord at all times. I bless the Lord. I praise him. And I can say, I can truly say this because I was in the hour of death and I was so happy. I didn't care what happened. I heard. I didn't care. I'm just saying this is the answer. It's not easy, but it's bigger than what you're facing. Defeat is not where God wants you to be. God wants you to be on the aggressor. With him, all things are possible. To those that believe, those that call upon God out of true heart, God will go before you. He'll bless you. He'll strengthen you. He'll make his face shine upon you. He'll be merciful to you, and he'll bless you. But we, many times, we're in ourselves. We're trying to do it in ourselves. And they're the key to getting to God. I will bless the Lord. That's why a lot of people at prayer meetings, I go there and they're not saying nothing. Just how you get this? Bless the Lord. I bless you. Come on, she don't come. Come on. They don't know how to pray even. I will bless the Lord. Simple. It's right in the Word. Lord, I bless you. I praise you. Come on. God, I bless you. Come on. And I guarantee you, that's what you pray through. I bless the Lord. But some people don't know how to pray. Oh, I'm just teaching this the way the Word of God is alive. It's your sword. It's your strength. It's gospel. It's the Spirit of God. Now I am the God. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears open to their cries. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. No wonder why God put that in there. It's there because it's true. He's on for your behalf, your behalf, your behalf, because I will bless the Lord. Those out there say they're nothing doing. Well, God says, okay, go your own way. Go your foolish way, you kids. I'm here to love you. I'm here to straighten your life out. And you won't accept it. I have no recourse but just let you go your way. And there's going to be a day when you say, I'm sorry, but it's going to be too late. Then now's the time of salvation. Now's the time to seek me. And you'll surely find me. Now's the time to prepare for tomorrow. But it's going to be too bad. Pretty soon, tomorrow's going to be over. And there's going to be difficulties out there for you, my people. But if you choose now, you're going to be lifted up. You're going to be in a place surrounding my spirit. See, the natural man receives not the things because he has not the surroundings of God's Spirit. Where God's Spirit is, what? There's liberty. There's power. Liberty, it means all the barriers of sin have been defeated by the cross of Jesus. It's open to those who believe. And you making the belief take place when you say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I confess this in the happening. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear them and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord in me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my sins, all of my problems, all of my setbacks, all my cares. for he careth for you. He's the one is your salvation. He's the one that will lead you. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war at the flesh. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal. Mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus Lord. When you hang on to those thoughts, you're defeated. You've got to always forgive. When you go to bed at night, let nothing, no ill feelings be in your heart. Nowhere. Nowhere. It should never come back. It's better to say I'm sorry than say I'm not sorry and get defeated. A lot of times we have to humble ourselves. Many times humble ourselves and say, I'm sorry. I want to ask forgiveness. And God's very interested in that. And it really brings us out to a place that you become the more than conquerors through Him. But you say, I didn't make no mistakes. I'm just, pretty soon you're bound. You're defeated. You're washed up. The shame, the pride, your pride's eating you. And when we start humbling ourselves, I will bless the Lord. You're telling the Lord, I want you to be blessed. Lord, I want you to be blessed above everything. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise, this is going to be continually the mouth and continuous. It's my mind is not going to be staying on the things of this world. My mind is going to be staying on how I can bless my Father. I want a blessing. So let that my surroundings is be focused in direction. I want to bless my God. Not just my mouth, but where at my heart. My heart is blessing God. Oh, praise the God of Sheila. My thoughts are blessing you. I care for people. Like I went to a service one time. This evangelist on this TV was making fun of the people about the way they did. The Lord really told me, he says, you have to care when people are going to the devil's hell. And if you're not, you're not where you should be. And there's a lot to that. How can you have fun on the expense of lives going to eternal death? You think about it. I don't have any association with people that really want to put in that kind of activity. I don't want to do anything that's questionable for my whole relationship with God. Something that cause that take the power. It's like the electric line. I don't want to do anything. Make sure that coupling stays, that no windstorm, nothing can detour my connection with God the Father. And it comes by supernaturally in the Spirit, waiting upon God. That waiting. Sometimes we may wait for a year. God may not say nothing. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hast thou known, hast thou not heard, the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, faileth not, neither does he go weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to faint. The youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles, they shall run and be weary, they shall walk and not faint. I'll tell you, we haven't waited, we haven't tarried, we haven't sought God. If it don't come fast, we just get up and we walk on. No, we pout. We're to sit there and wait upon God. God's seeing what we're made out of. He delights in those that wait. He don't text the first time. We were still waiting. I went about 8 years one time, pretty much waiting upon the Lord. But it brought something that's helped me from now on. I went through some problems, and I failed God many times. But I have an anchor, a place that I know He's real. He's faithful. Has cooked up the Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost that's real, that helps me, that stirs my heart, that motivates me in this hour that we live, in the times when great difficulties are coming to pass. There's great heartaches, but God's here to be our answer. And if we have come up to the Spirit of God, you'll be alive in the time when Jesus comes back, and you're not going to be burnt, and the pressure that's come upon this land very soon. There's going to be strugglings, heartaches. We need to get connected to that high voltage of God's glory. The glory in us that supernaturally takes over and does the will of God to illuminate the glory upon you, that you have illumination from out of this world. Bible, he says, come out of it. The effect of this world is not going to have no connections, no bearing on what I do for the Lord. My eyes are upon the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually motivated all the time. Though I'm working, whenever I stop, I say, Lord, thank you. I'm ready. Were you ready? Yeah. I worked this way for a few years. I can say it because I went through it. Most blessed time I ever had in my life. Since 77, I did my job better than I ever did it before. And I got to where I never missed because I let God do it. I let Him tell me where to go, and I went. And, you know, the company I worked for, if they didn't know this, but I didn't tell them. God said not to. Because I had a supernatural. God don't do anything to you to make you a stumbling block. See, if I'd advertised that, that wouldn't help nobody. But if I did it myself, I proved it. And God said it's all right. So it's all right. And I kept these things in my heart until this few years back. But God met the need. And I found out that God could supernaturally let me know things that I will bless the Lord where you get it. You seek God, or seeking, and after you seek it, then you have an endurance, which is, that gets you into His presence. Come into His presence with singing, make a joyful noise on the Lord all you land. That's serving the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And that's spiritually. See, we come to the Lord and we make the things so directed by self. Now, if the Lord would come down and say, sing in the Spirit, I would go for it. I'm for singing too. But singing does have a way of pull us off from the Lord many times. Because that song is so beautifully sung. It's got such eloquency in it. But God is another, He's not in competition with what I'm saying, what we get hooked up. He's got to be first in all these areas. It's okay to do it, but remember, He's above that. God says fine, but you got to put Him first. He comes first in all these areas, and the problem is, He's not first. He's in the picture, but it's down here. We include Him down here, and the last, all the gatherings over. Oh, Lord, I'm thank you for this day. I've had a busy day this day, and the Lord said, I know what you didn't say hello. And He said, yeah, okay, I'll go tomorrow. And then forget the next day, the next night, and I'm just enlarging on this. But God's not had His way at all. And we do that for years after years after years. But God's taken second best. You can understand how He feels. He made this world. He made us the gift of eternal life. He's preparing for us in the heavenly home. And we take it pretty lightly that we can just know at any time, a second we're okay. But we've never taken time for Him. Why should He take time for us? Well, you say, well, that's God. Well, God's, yeah, it's Him. Who are we doing to? To our brother? Well, I hope not to our brother, even, but our God's word, heavier than anybody we know. We need to seek Him, and we'll surely find Him. We surely knock, He said it'll be open. But we need to put some weight on what we're doing toward heaven. How we come out in feelings for God, His glory. The Spirit of God that comes down to bring healing to our body, that brings our blood pressure down, that brings us the problems that exist, the heartaches, the feelings that we have, all the trouble sometimes when we're hurting. Many times all it is God wants to slow down, seek Him. I pray that God will bless you this day in a very powerful way. Out there today, I pray that you'll take time to seek your God. Take time to seek your Savior, Jesus Christ. Take time to ask Him to come in your heart. Take time to, if you haven't done what you should, to ask forgiveness. And God will forgive you. He'll take time. And I'll tell you, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is helpful. He's a real friend. And He'll help you through the time of struggle. He's not here to hurt you. He's here to help you. I pray that God will mend your part, mend everything in your life that needs repaired. And I pray that God will bless you and minister to you as no other one can. And I pray this day that you'll live victorious this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Brother Clint. Take over.
Well, this was another wonderful message. Very special. Praise the Lord. And God bless us all. And He has. Amen.